and they think they're right.
Right.
Happens all the time with young people.
All the time.
All the time.
Except for me.
Kids!
John, what's his name? John?
John.
I think he listens to my show too, but let me know if you're going to be at Gay Days in the next few weeks. Maybe you can meet up with the podcasters or something.
They'll give you some more advice. Is Big Fatty going to go?
Big Fatty will be there with Miss West.
See, I think Big Fatty has a lot of experience. He knows all the different genres of relationships and all that.
Big Fatty's interesting. He, he's an interesting person.
He
like,
he
you know, he's
like,
older.
Exactly.
And he's so he's been through things, and he's like, the advice that he gives younger people is, why are you so upset that you're alone? You have so many friends in your life and so much family. What does it matter if you have someone to love?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, I would talk to him.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's interesting.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 358 of the BFO for Thursday. So you have to say it like that when I'm only working a four-day week. But it's Thursday. The 18th of June, 2009, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty just did something on the computer. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And if you're not working a four-day week, I know you're looking forward to tomorrow, which will be Friday. So, anyway, and y'all, you know what else is happening on Friday? Those new iPhones are going to be going on sale at 7 a.m. Eastern. 7 a.m. Eastern. And y'all, I got to tell you, Big Fatty has just gone online and pre-qualified himself to for one of the iPhones. So we will see if I actually follow through and go get it on Friday. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see. And I signed up for the cheapest plan I could get. And I signed up for the unlimited texting, because I asked Larry Klaw what he had, and he says he did not have the unlimited, but he wishes he did, because all these people, once they hear you got an iPhone, they will just start to text the motherfucking shit out of you. So, there you have it. But I only got the 450 minutes because, y'all, my plan now, I only have 300 minutes on it, and I don't use all of them, and plus, these roll over, which is something that Big Fatty does about 100 times a night in the bed. And Miss West can, oh, maybe I won't mention that. Okay. Y'all, speaking of Miss West, I was listening to his hootenanny down there in the savannas, and y'all, he sounded like he had a good time, but y'all, he sounded like he was fat. Just fat. And fat and hanging out with toothless people. Anyway. Y'all, I don't know what happened on the Wednesday show, because I posted it just the way it's supposed to be posted. And y'all, I did it just perfectly, y'all. Big Fatty did not make an error, but y'all, when I got up, I had 5 messages. I knew something had gone awry. And y'all, I had an e-letter also from the GoDaddy people. And this may explain what happened. It says, "Dear Big Fatty, as a part of a continuing effort to provide you the highest quality service for our valued customers, your hosting account has been migrated to a new server that will provide you with increased performance and reliability. Please note that it can take up to 24 hours from the time of the update was completed for any newly published content to be visible on your website." Now, y'all, I think that is what happened, is that the site got moved, and I uploaded the show, and then it was like, "Oh, Big Fatty, we can't find it. It's not there, Big Fatty. Where is it, Big Fatty?" So I think that's what happened, and that's why Archer was unable to eat his Cheerios this morning, because, y'all, that is That is what he was saying in his either. Too young. I don't know why I'm yawning so much. Ugh. I don't know. Yeah, Brick Party, why are you yawning so much? I don't know. Just don't know. Y'all, I'm going to have to call. I'm recording this, as always, the night before it's post. And I'm going to have to call the Hats and see if they had any gambling losses or if they came away even or if they maybe had a little extra in the pocket when they left the Biloxi, Mississippi. So we will be checking on that a little bit later, maybe after 9 o'clock. Now, y'all, we've talked for a while now about the Prod 48, and I thought that I would just give you, because, y'all, it has been finalized now, the schedule. And I thought I'd just let you know what's going on with that and just read the schedule to you. I don't think this is a secret, and if it is, Daniel Beaver will chew my ass out. But, y'all, I called Daniel Beaver on Tuesday night. He was out drinking. He was drinking on a school night, y'all. But anyway, he has sent me the final schedule, and I just read it to you. You don't have to write this down. It's not, you know, it'll be posted somewhere, but I just thought I'd give you a little heads up. Because it happens a week from this Friday, y'all. A week from tomorrow. It starts off at 7 p.m. with the kickoff show, and that Daniel Beaver will be hosting that. And I don't know if Ann and that naughty Boy Scout Alden will be there or not, but perhaps. Then at 9 p.m. is the one and only Big Fatty Brick Party online from 9 to 10 p.m. And then the Ramble Redhead is on, and these are all Eastern times, y'all. The Eastern time zone is the only one that matters. And you can ask people all over the world. They'll tell you the Eastern time zone is the only one that matters. But the Ramble Redhead is on from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Then Archer's going to get sloshed drinking his Grey Ghost wine from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Y'all, that has got to be, that's a train wreck in the making right there. Let me just tell you. Then, then at 1 a.m. is the Stars and Retardants. And that is Nessa and Derek out there. They are on from 1 to 2 a.m. Then at 2 a.m. is the Galore podcast. That's not Ava Galore. That was Gabor. But the Galore podcast is on at 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Then we go to the Southern Hemisphere where we hook up with Arthur. And Arthur is going to have his other half, Nigel, on during his segment, which goes from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. Then that Scotty, that little Aussie battler, is on from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. And y'all, a new addition, a late addition to the schedule. And this was just, I was told last night that this was just added moments before I called. Y'all, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Breakfast with the Beaver. Now, y'all, you know that's going to have to be good. That is worth getting up at 6 a.m. for. Breakfast with the Beaver on Saturday morning. Then from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we have got David, that Blue Jeans guy. He may give you some yoga or something like that, or maybe yogurt. I don't know. Or maybe it'll just be Avon products. He'll just run down the list of men's Avon products or something that are available. Then from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. is that John Ong. Now, y'all, I don't know if I think I did mention this last year at the Gay Days, that John Ong came to the Queen's Tea. And I saw Big Fatty has met the John Ong, and he has signed up for that because a lot of his Asian listeners will be awake at that time. So, y'all, if you are Asian, please listen to John Ong from 8 to 10 a.m. But y'all, then at 10 a.m., the fat one is back from 10 to 10:30, and I'm just going to blow it out for a half hour. That's it. Just a half hour of Big Fatty from 10 a.m. to 10:30. Then Princess Hanna, who has that show Princess Hanna's Fucked Up Makeup, is on from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Then Mrs. Smith and the occasional Smith's Occasional podcast, you know, she makes those pies. They are on from 11:30 till noon. Then that Anthony from that Ashanti No Lemon, which y'all, I thought it was dead. I thought he was only doing those Transformer things now. I don't know. Maybe it's been revived. I don't know. But that's on from noon until 1 p.m., then from 1 to 2. And y'all, this is kind of interesting here. From 1 to 4 p.m., there are going to be three podcasts from the New York City area. So if you are in the New York City area and want to just stop by and see VJ from the VJ Netcast and Tim Cornwall, you know, he is the patron saint of the BFO. He'll be on at 2 p.m., from 2 to 3 p.m., and then David B. from that Occasional Fact from 3 to 4 p.m. But y'all, they're all doing it from the same location. So they'll all be there chitter-chatting it up. It'll be just a cluster. So that'll be the New York cluster from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Then the JT is scheduled to be on from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. But now, y'all, JT was scheduled to come to Big Fatty's meet and greet up in the Chicago's. He was unable to make it, so we're not sure if he'll actually be there from 4 to 5 p.m. Then Larry Cly and Fairy Princess Holly will be filling up the airwaves from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with they're on that Mean Because You're Stupid. And then Miss Wes is on from at 7 p.m. He is on from 7 to 8 p.m. And then, y'all, from 8 to 9 p.m., Miss Wes will be joined for a second hour by the one and only Brick Party. Then from 9 to 11 p.m., Adam and Maddie will be doing the Adam and Maddie show. And then at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., that Tristan is coming back with what is his show called? Jaded City. And y'all, they've got a new co-host. Maddie's back, but they've got a new one also, and I can't remember his name, but he's Mexican. I think he's Mexican, y'all. And then at 1 a.m. the Occasional Fag is back. Y'all, he is, things don't get going in New York till 1 a.m. And y'all, he'll get a disco nap between 4 p.m. and 1 a.m. Then the Big Gay Sex Show with that Matt and Ouija will be on from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. And then Offa is back from 4 to 5 a.m. on Sunday. Then Teaching Thomas from Bostonia is on from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Is that right? 4 fucking hours? Is that right? Jesus Christ. Y'all, that's almost as much as Scotty's got. And then at 9 a.m., Mikey Pod is on for 2 hours from 9 to 11. Then Edge Radio from 11 to 1. Then Ricky and Nicole probably won't be there because, you know, she's just bailed on them. She's bailed, y'all. She says she's sick, but she's bailed. They'll be on from 1 to 3 p.m. Then those Dubious Intention people are back from 3 to 5, as they always are on Sunday afternoons, y'all. And then from 5 to 7... is John Ong. He's back. Now, this is the non-Asian version of John Ong's show. So all the non-Asians can listen to this one. And then I can't read this last little bit here because my thing can't get any bigger. I believe from 7 to 9 p.m. is the wrap-up show, and I'm sure that'll be that Daniel Beaver also. So, y'all, that's a full 50 hours. Now, you're probably asking yourself, Break Friday, why is it called Pride 48 if it's 50 hours? Well, that's because it got all fucked up. And we're expecting at least 2 hours to just be nothing but silence. It'll be probably Big Fatty sleeping. Or, you know, we don't know. Well, we're already sure that JT's not going to show up. So, you know, that's an hour right there. And then probably one of those overnight hours, something will fuck up, and it'll just be dead for an hour. So we figured 50 hours, two of them will be dead air, and that'll make it Pride 48. So, y'all, I hope you're planning on listening to all that. And if you do, you're going to be up for 50 hours straight. And it'll be the only straight thing that you do. Y'all, speaking of things to do, let's do this. Y'all, we hadn't done Mystery Lane Music in a while, and I thought I'd just throw it out there again, because I know some of you just love it. DJ David J, I know you love the Mystery Lane music. But y'all, today's Mystery Lane music is one that's not so old, and it has a lot to do with Your clue is Gay Pride Month. Y'all, I'm sure many of you recognize the theme from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It was an Emmy Award-winning American reality television series that premiered on Bravo on July 15, 2003. The program's name was changed from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy after the third season to broaden the scope of its content. Just changed to Queer Eye. So, and the show... took straight guys and kind of redid their houses and redid them and all that kind of stuff. And it was the five big old homos that were on there. It ran for five seasons, y'all, 100 episodes. Can you remember who the five queer eyes were? They were the food guy was. Do you remember who it was? It was Ted Allen. And the guy who fixed up their hair and their makeup and their lotions and potions, that was Kyan Douglas. The one that went in and redid their apartments and all was Thom Felicia. I think he went by Tom, but it was spelled Thom. It was Culture. The Culture guy was Jay Rodriguez. And y'all, how can you forget the Fashion guy? That was Carson Kressley. They were the Fab Five. Ted was a wine connoisseur. Kyan was the grooming guru. Thom, the design doctor, the fashion savant, was Carson. And the culture vulture was Jay Rodriguez. I didn't know that he was a culture vulture. Who knew, y'all? So, but that was an interesting show. And I'm sure it's repeated over there on that... That logo. And y'all, there were spinoffs of it and everything, and I think that it was available in all kinds of different countries and all. There was probably one down there in the Australias. I wonder if my straight boyfriend would go along with being visited by Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I don't know. He doesn't mind writing to Larry Clive for the Straight Guy. Larry Clive for the Straight Guy. Bug Funny. He made a funny. Ha ha. Y'all, I bought my Father's Day card, and it's a picture of a man with a flat top, kind of like Big Fatty's haircut. And it says, and he's wearing a pair of blue pants and a white shirt, and it says, "Dad, you're the one who wears the pants in the family," you know. And then you open it up, and it says, "Mom just tells you which ones to put on." Oh, I think that one's funny. So, Big Fatty, you get easily amused at nothing. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty need to tell you? I don't know. I think I'm beginning to catch up on the podcast and all, y'all. And, hang with me on that. By the way, at the beginning of today's show, that's probably voices you may not have heard very much here at the beginning of the BFO. Those are the guys from the That's What She Said podcast, and they were doing that podcast when Ricky from the Owl Monkeys was out there visiting in L.A. Back in May, I think it was. So I want to say hi to the boys out there in L.A., and the other thing that I want all of them to remember is...
Big Fatty's interesting.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.